Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments. Restore Health and Counseling encourages parents to add to your children's education with proper information about drug use, drug abuse, and addiction. Informed and understanding parental involvement does make a difference. Remember, if you're not talking to your kids about drugs and alcohol, who is? That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescent to adult and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehabilitation. Visit www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Michael Shaw, who is certainly, as far as I know, the most knowledgeable individual we have dealing with the affairs of the environment. Now, you must understand that there are real problems with the environment. Certainly, there is much to be concerned about what's happening, but that is because there are evil and wicked people who are poisoning the air and poisoning the water and poisoning the food and poisoning everything around us today, poisoning our children. And we should be very, very concerned about that, but that's not what's happening. The people who control the media focus our attention on the threat of damage to the environment to justify ever more power over our lives. At the very same time, they are actually polluting and destroying the environment. There are problems, but the government solutions are not the answer. Ever more power over our lives exerted by the people who are poisoning the public today is certainly not the approach that we should be following. Well, Michael, why don't you pick up the story and talk about, I don't know whether going into Agenda 21, or what do you want to talk about this morning?
Well, I always talk about Agenda 21, Dr. Stan, but specifically we'll talk about how it organizes and how regionalism as a political concept has taken hold in America and really is the vehicle for the total insertion of Agenda 21 policies into local government.
Okay, and for our listener who doesn't know, Agenda 21 is the master plan of the elite who rule us, who rule the world. That's their master plan for the 21st century. Go right ahead.
Well, and to expand that a little more, Agenda 21 comes out of the 1992 United Nations Earth Summit. 178 nations signed up to implement its so-called soft law policy, which means it didn't come out of the UN as a treaty for national assemblies like our Congress, our Senate, to ratify it. It came out as a soft law, meaning that you don't have to pass these laws in your country of origin. You, political leaders, simply have to take this back to your country and implement it some way. Well, it was George Bush Sr. who brought it back to America in 1992 and began its implementation by infusing every federal agency with a new core responsibility. And that new core responsibility was the implementation of Agenda 21. So it doesn't matter if you're talking about the Department of Education or the Department of Interior or the Department of Commerce. Every federal agency now, 20 years later, has this core mission: the implementation of Agenda 21 policy. So what does the implementation of Agenda 21 policies mean to the average citizen? Well, there's really three elements of Agenda 21. It can be broken down and summarized into three categories. The first is the piece-by-piece abolition of private property. And the methodologies for accomplishing that are the implementation of what's called the Wildlands Project and the implementation of what's called smart growth policies. Now, the Wildlands Project hits Colorado particularly hard because one of the main corridors to the Wildlands stretches from up into Canada down into Mexico through the entire Rocky region. So the Rocky Mountains are a key component to this Wildlands, and basically what Wildlands means are these are areas where human beings cannot be and where resources cannot be extracted. Now, Agenda 21 means the agenda for the 21st century, and so that doesn't happen in one fell swoop. It happens bit by bit, piece by piece, but we can certainly stand back and look at our national policies regarding resources like oil and gas, resources like timber, etc., and we can begin to see the wildland policies having taken effect. The wolf reintroduction programs, etc., are all designed to drive people out of these regions. And the reason why landowners can't cut their trees, harvest their product, or mine the minerals in their land is because the environmental rules are so overwhelming, all part of the Agenda 21 program, that people simply cannot use their resources, extract those resources from these wildland areas, and bring them to market. You say, well, why would the American government be interested in doing such a thing? Well, the best answer, the most summary answer one can give, is that the Agenda 21 protocol, at its core, calls for an 85% reduction in human population. So the best way to do that is to separate people from resources, and that's what the Wildlands Project is intended to do. Now, the smart growth element is, you know, taking places like Denver. Denver's the perfect smart growth haven where increasingly allowances for development require that you build stack-and-pack residential units, no single-family homes, and, all services come from a communitarian perspective, meaning that government controls all actions by all people. And that's why they want people congregated into these densely packed smart growth mega regions. Denver qualifies. San Francisco Bay Area is another one. We'll talk about that more later today. But that's the first element of Agenda 21. The second is education for global citizenship. And we wonder why our kids aren't learning anything of value in school today. Well, that's because they're being trained to a different mission, and that mission's working. Polls show that over half the recent graduates consider themselves not Americans, but global citizens. So all the complaints that citizens have about how our education system isn't working, it is working to its intended objective, which is to change the American youth into believing that they are citizens of a one-world system. And, of course, that's what Agenda 21 is designed to create. The third element is the use of technology for the control and monitoring of all human action. And that's a separate show all in itself. I know that you have Dr. Catherine Albrecht on your show from time to time, and she's really an expert in these matters of how technology is being used to watch you, monitor, and control you. And those forces are going to become even greater. So in a nutshell, that's the description of Agenda 21. And it's a transformation, as the President Obama likes to reference regularly. It's the transformation of America from a free society into a controlled society. Now, what we're going to talk about today is how that happens at the local level. Because it's one thing to have the internationalist institutions and have the American government belonging to the United Nations, belonging to the World Bank, belonging to the World Trade Organization, etc. But it's something else for the policies we're talking about to hit home where it is that you live.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment with Michael Shaw.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power.
Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, our guest this morning is Michael Shaw. We're talking about Agenda 21, the master plan. Of course, you're not going to read about this in your newspaper. If you do, it'll only tone it down. But this is the plan of the elite who rule the world to transform society, to drastically reduce the population of the world. And this is why, certainly, why the active treatments for cancer and other diseases are being actively suppressed, why they're creating new diseases, why they spend millions of dollars to make something like the avian flu, the deadly avian flu, more communicable among human beings. I mean, who in the right mind would do that? Nobody in the right mind. We have people who have a different worldview because they intend to reduce the population by 85%. They're not joking. They're deadly, deadly, deadly serious. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, let's talk about regionalism, because regionalism is at the core of the transformation of the American political process. Now, political regionalism is the antithesis of representative government. Regionalism restructures or reinvents the operation of our government by destroying traditional political boundaries, such as county lines, and ushers in a transformed system of governance that ultimately abolishes private property and the rights of the individual. Now, how these regionalist organizations appear is this way. Federal government has divided all of America, virtually every square inch of America, belongs to its local regional governmental apparatus. Now, what that is a system of what's called councils of government, or COGs. In the San Francisco Bay Area, the COG is called ABAG, the Association of Bay Area Governments. We're going to talk about that because ABAG has taken the lead in pushing the Agenda 21 program through the COG apparatus. The COG for the Denver area is called Dr. COG, D-R-C-O-G, Denver COG, or Dr. COG. And the Denver COG is going to follow the same kinds of programs that the ABAG, the San Francisco Bay Area COG, is now following. But you can go to anywhere in America and identify it as a COG operation. Now, what happens when the COG is formed is that your cities and counties, in order to get federal funds, are do not get federal dollars without subscribing to the COGS program. So as a consequence, COGS have control over the changing of city boundaries, over all transportation plans, over all major zoning decisions and zoning changes. In other words, your city council can't change those items or much of anything else without approval of the COG. Now, if they say, well, we don't want to deal with the COG, we're not going to belong to the COG, and every city, every county has a chance to say, we're not belonging to the COG because we're going to run our own city, run our own county without being told by the federal government how to do it. Well, if you take that position, you don't get federal funds. And so you get a spot like San Francisco that is now being promised $250 billion of American taxpayer money for the remake of the San Francisco Bay Area. The same program is going to come to Colorado and every other state in the union because the die has been cast, the direction has been chosen. We now know where the federal government is coming from on these issues of Agenda 21, and it is for the complete implementation of the Agenda 21 program at the expense of the bankrupting of America. But bankrupting the dollar is of no consequence to the globalists who create these dollars out of thin air. Their purpose is power and control over the people and over the resources that are housed around the world. And so that's what Agenda 21's objective is. The COGS, or the regional governance in America, is the vehicle for the implementation of Agenda 21. So at that point, it all becomes rather, rather ominous for the American people. Now, COGS, again, are region-wide associations of local governments. They are regional bodies typically defined to serve an area of several counties to address issues such as regional and municipal planning, economic and community development, cartography and government information services, or GIS, hazard mitigation, emergency planning, aging services, water use, controlled again by the COG, pollution control, transit administration, and transportation planning. So you can see they've got a full docket of control. They're loaded with money. Your city doesn't get the money unless it belongs to the COG. Now, COGs are little or big Soviets. It is how the Soviet Union was organized through regional governance that has no responsibility to an electorate, regional governance which implements a predetermined outcome coming from central government down and placed upon the people through the nation. So we now stand in a precarious position, Dr. Stan. These COGs, which came to America under the Eisenhower presidency, you know, this is not all left-wing stuff. This came from Eisenhower. It got to California when under Ronald Reagan, when he was governor. He said the era of horse and buggy government is over, as he ended the authority of cities over local government and put in the COGs into California to take control of local government. So it is, I always say that the Agenda 21 protocol is really comes from right-wing think tanks, and it's the left-wing foot soldiers that get out there and bring it all about. So it's a, you know, it's a combined left-right dynamic. It is designed to turn America into a Sovietized system where individual rights and recognition of humanity is made in the image and likeness of God are simply negated. A new system of government comes in place where human beings become relegated to the status of chattel. Now, if you don't like this, it doesn't sound good to you.
But he was talking about the wretching transformation of America. The founders of America feared the power of government. That's why they created a constitution that limited the power of government. And, of course, that's why those who want an authoritarian system have come up with Agenda 21. What a wonderful vehicle. We'll just simply get all the local governments to carry out our programs because we'll give them federal money. We hear, oh, my goodness, we can't cut back on federal spending. Why, we're going to have to stop the planes from flying and let the people starve. And of course, we're going to just have to have long lines there at the airports, you know. Well, we won't have money for the TSA there at the airports. And ladies and gentlemen, they don't want to cut back on federal spending because federal spending is federal control. And that's what it's really all about. We're moving into a dictatorship. under the auspices of Agenda 21 of saving the environment. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, I think what listeners need to come away with understanding is that the purpose of these COGs is to control and direct local government from behind the scenes. That is just the kind of government that the Soviet Union operated with. And so we need to dig down and recognize how America is being transformed. You know, it's a cheer line for Barack Obama to talk about the transformation of America. And, of course, why people are becoming dissatisfied with America is that America has already been transformed, and we're not happy with that transformation, but we've got to understand what it is. And without understanding regionalism and COGS, or councils of government, you cannot begin to understand how it is that America has been transformed and where that final resting spot for America is going to be if we allow this process to continue. Now, it's important, too, to know the kinds of organizations that get in and have control over COGS everywhere. And, the most disturbing organization in that whole mix is a group called ICLEI. ICLEI stands for the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. ICLEI is a international NGO, that means non-governmental organization. NGOs are accredited by the United Nations for purposes of implementing Agenda 21. In America, there's over 10,000 NGOs operating. But what's unique about ICLEI is that it acknowledges that it is a foreign-based power. It is based in Bonn, Germany, with headquarters in the United States in Oakland, California, out here in the San Francisco Bay Area. And ICLEI worked with the United Nations at the beginning of the Agenda 21 release. And in fact, ICLEI wrote the Agenda 21 local planning guide so that they could come into cities all around the world and implement Agenda 21 at the local level. And ICLEI has 600 dues-paying United States cities as members. There's about 35 cities on the Colorado Plains that are members of ICLEI, of course, including Denver. And so ICLEI comes in several ways. First, it comes in with contracts with your city, and then it infuses your city with these climate change proposals, here in California, particularly, climate change is being used as the excuse for everything. Most of that is fostered and developed by the ICLEI model. And so ICLEI does that. It coordinates with cities. But in addition, ICLEI has a relationship with most COGs around the country. And then certainly the whole COG concept is today driven by ICLEI objectives. So, it's a lot for somebody who's new to this subject to swallow all at once. In order to help those people, I suggest they go to freedomadvocates.org. You can learn about COGS and ICLEI and regionalism in the whole context of Agenda 21 by spending some time studying there.
And this is a subversive movement. It is intent upon destroying our constitutional system, which limits the power of government. It's a process of expanding the power of government over your lives, of using our educational system to destroy patriotism, belief in America, and this dream of a nation where men could be free because the power of government was to be limited. And now this justifies massive expansion of government over your property, over every aspect of your life. And go to freedomadvocates.org. Go there, learn about this, and then help Michael get the information out. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, let's talk a little bit, because the situation in the San Francisco Bay Area is really illustrative of what you can expect in any metropolitan area. anywhere in the country, because the COG here has adopted a program called One Bay Area. And this will give you an indication of what's intended for the Denver COG, because the similarities are quite strong between the goals of Dr. COG and ABAG. And ABAG has announced what they call a One Bay Area program. The One Bay Area program is a commitment from the federal government to fund the San Francisco Bay Area with more than a quarter of a trillion, not a billion, $1 trillion to remake the San Francisco Bay Area in a, to an Agenda 21 norm. And what that means is that ABAG has estimated that there'll be 600,000 new residential units built in the next 20 years in the 101 city region of the San Francisco Bay. Now, those 630,000 residential units must all be stack and pack. No single family homes are to be allowed by cities in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment with Michael Strong.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
At Ram, we only build trucks. That's why there's only one true truck month. So it's no surprise that the new Ram 1500 has been named the 2013 Motor Trend Truck of the Year and the 2013 North American Truck of the Year. It features an available Torque Flight 8-speed transmission that achieves best-in-class 25 mpg highway and a 100,000-mile 5-year powertrain warranty. Come see the new Ram 1500 at the only true truck month, Ram. Trade in your vehicle and get $7,700 in total values on Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 equipped with a Hemi V8 engine. Standard pickup class, EPA estimated V6 4x2. See dealer for details and a copy of limited warranty. Values include $4,500 total cash allowances and $3,200 Bighorn package discount. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. Trade-in vehicle must be registered to qualified buyer for at least 30 days. Residency restrictions apply. Offer ends 3-4. Ram and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group LLC.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning, Michael Shaw. Michael, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your information, give out your website again, because this is certainly one of the finest sources of information you can get. How can people get in touch with you?
Well, it's simple enough. It's freedomadvocates.org. We began the organization and the website that accompanies it back in the year 2000, so it's got a deep, long accumulation of information on Agenda 21. Our objective has always been to post only things that, would have permanent interest. So what you find is that what was discovered in 2005, important as it was at the time, has only become more important, more relevant to our daily lives in 2013, as it becomes quite obvious that what we've been talking about is coming about, and is something that every American needs to be aware of, because there are things that we can do, and hopefully we'll have a little time to talk about what some of those things may be. But clearly, causing your community to withdraw from the COG, even if that means you don't get federal funds, who wants federal funds that are going to be used to hang your community? And literally, that's what the Agenda 21 program seeks to do. So I say, get out of the COG, reject the federal money for Agenda 21 programs, and if that means that your community or your state ends up saying, no, federal government, we're not paying our taxes over to you because we're not accepting the strings on the return of that money any longer, then so be it. America, in order to be reconstituted, is going to need some severe antidotes to ward off this globalist takeover of the American landscape and the American people. So I encourage people to get some study. The worst thing to do is enter this battle unarmed with the information. So you need to understand what it is. You need to know it's not a partisan dynamic. It was George Bush. It was Bill Clinton. It was George Bush, and it was Barack Obama. And there's no political leader in Washington, D.C., who will take this issue on, because if you do, you lose the support of your party. So it's up to us. It's up to people to fight this battle at the local level. There we can fight. It's hard to fight at the World Bank, and it's hard to fight in Washington, D.C., but we can fight in hometown USA. We can push these policies out of our community. We can notice our leaders that their alliance with this ICLEI organization is treasonous, violates Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution, which prohibits your state or your city from engaging in any treaty, alliance, or confederation with a foreign power. That's exactly what happens when cities like Denver contract with the ICLEI organization. So you can learn a lot of information at Freedom Advocates, including the process of how to do what's called misprision of treason regarding your local officials who have engaged in this activity. So without discussing that in any length, I'll suggest that as a step in the recapture of America is laid out clearly at the freedomadvocates.org website.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, my number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Give us a call and have a question for Michael, because he certainly understands this better than anyone else. This is so incredible because it permeates every aspect of our lives. And you say, how could this be going on? And nobody's talking about it. Well, because the media is controlled. Six major corporations control the media. If you don't believe it, you need to get the book, The New Media Monopoly, written by a left-wing college professor. But he's right on. Of course, he thinks the right-wing controls the media. The right-wing thinks the left-wing controls the media. And they're all wrong. They don't understand the media is controlled by these people who want to transform society and take away freedom as we've known it, and property rights as we've known it. And they're actually programming these ideas into our children today, who are no longer American citizens. They are now global citizens. Part of this. And who do we have calling in?
Hi, thanks. This is Ann, and I'm calling to ask Michael Shaw, since in Colorado the gun control laws are all supported by the Democrats and none by the Republicans. And Mitt Romney had said in his last debate that he was going to stop Agenda 21. I mean, I think that there is a movement among the conservatives that are trying to expose and stop it. So to say that it's just a bipartisan effort isn't really addressing the entire movement that's underway.
Well, and I will disagree with you at the core of that premise. Mitt Romney, if you Google Mitt Romney plus sustainable development, which is the alternate name for Agenda 21, you'll come up with a list that will blow your socks off. Now, it became cool during the Republican primary to rally conservative thinkers around the opposition to Agenda 21. But let there be no doubt in your mind, we would not be where we are, but for conservative leaders having supported Agenda 21, and they still do, and Mitt Romney does. And when Gingrich shouted out that he was against Agenda 21, I think it was only Gingrich, not Romney, who spoke out against Agenda 21. Just need to understand that Newt Gingrich was a champion of it in 1994. That's when it was newly fresh. That's when all federal agencies were incorporating this stuff. And as the House leader, Newt Gingrich did absolutely nothing, never mentioned Agenda 21 until it was election time for president in 2012. And what's he ever done to stop it? What's he ever really done to expose the American people to Agenda 21? Now, it's clear that the rank-and-file conservative voter has become more aware and more battling against Agenda 21 than the rank-and-file liberal voter. But leadership amongst the conservative Republicans has been far more clever than the leaders of the left side, because the leaders of the right side have walked two sides of this track. But at the core, it is the creation of the multinational corporations and the international trade pacts that are definitely conservative in origin that drive the Agenda 21 protocol for the entire world. And that's what really strips America of its sovereignty, is our trade policy. And you can't blame that on left-wingers. You know, so I congratulate conservative voters who've begun to identify the Agenda 21 protocol, but I give conservative and Republican leaders no credit in that pursuit.
Okay, in the last debate, Romney stated that, so it was public. And I understand that I'm wondering sometimes, do they understand what the implication were or is of Agenda 21 a long time ago? I mean, it sounded like, you know, a great thing maybe for, I don't know, whatever. They didn't have, I don't know, because it's gotten to be so big now. But then it just seemed like, well, we'll be more cooperative or whatever. Anyway.
Well, I think that makes excuses for the politicians. If you're a politician, you need to understand the nature of the founding of the American Republic, what the American Republic is all about. And then when you understand that,
hold off. We'll be back in a moment.
It's obnoxious.
Cintas, the uniform people in Greeley, is saluting the police, firefighters, paramedics, and 9/11 dispatchers who work in our community. We thank them for doing a great job trying to keep our area a better place to live, shop, and raise a family. We realize their job is dangerous and sometimes thankless. This message from Cintas, the uniform people in Greeley. They can be reached at 970-352-2233. On the air because they care. Named one of the most admired outsourcing companies in America. 970-352-2233. Cintas, the uniform people.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
What? Good, clean, delicious water that's alkaline high pH that I can make in my own home? And I don't have to carry in all those heavy bottles or case of water. You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. With a Kangen water machine at your fingertips, you and your family can have clean, delicious, ionized, alkaline, high pH Kangen water. And so much more. Change your water, change your life. Call Rebecca Starnes at 720-209-9017. Again, 720-209-9017.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Michael Shaw. And certainly, you must understand that Agenda 21 is a subversive movement. It is the antithesis of our Constitution. Our Constitution limited the power of government. Agenda 21 is a vehicle for massive expansion of the power of government, taking over our local communities with federal grants. You get all this money, all you have to do is exactly what we're told to do. Well, is our caller still there, or is are she still with us?
Yes, I wanted to ask about the gun control then. How can you debate that it's the Democrats that are taking away, people, or, you know, the guns, which is the people control?
Well, certainly when it comes to gun control, the problem that the political globalists have is that gun ownership is a pretty well protected, from a legal perspective, dynamic in the United States. And so when you've got this phony dialectic, that is the right versus the left, when both sides are rooted in the same cause, they've got to have some battles that make it look like there's an open political discussion in this country. And, clearly the Democrat Party is more in line with globalist control on the matter of gun dynamics. And so shame on them. And the Republican Party is not so adrift on that issue. Well, good for them. The matter, though, becomes not a matter of supporting the Republican Party, because in their globalist haze, they pretend at least to support individual gun ownership. The matter that needs support is the Second Amendment, not the Republican Party, because the Republican Party, we would not be in this hole but for internationalist control over both parties. And if you support the Republicans, you might think you win on an issue here or there, but you are just as committed to a one-world government as we would be under Democrat leadership.
And, you know, one of the big things is the Republicans have taken on the Democrats' use of words, and they allow them to call a semi-automatic weapon an assault rifle. When people say, well, we want to ban assault rifles, you should be immediately on the offensive saying, what do you mean assault rifle? A semi-automatic weapon is not an assault rifle. Why are you distorting this and trying to confuse the people? And I hear good conservatives using their terminology. The reason those children died at Sandy Hook School is because there was nobody there with a gun to defend them. That's why they died. We're going to have another caller. I'm going to thank you very much for your call. And who's the next caller?
Dr. Stan, my name is Daniel. I'm calling from Wheat Ridge, Colorado, a suburb of Denver.
I have a question for Michael. Go ahead.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. And I was calling because the city of Wheat Ridge, through their council, they've been changing their laws, and they gave us a notice of violation. And in their laws, they have the Wheat Ridge Municipal Code Sections 576 through 585, which are violations of International Building Code, International Property Maintenance Code,
I'm sorry, what,
and International Residential Code. And it was really disturbing that they're using international law in our, in the city of Wheat Ridge now.
Okay, fine. Michael, do you have a comment on that?
Well, that specific is happening all around the country. I would surmise that your city is closely aligned with this ICLEI organization. It is ICLEI that brings those kinds of pursuits to city government oftentimes. And the way I would begin fighting that is noticing people in your community of this international connection with your city council. Find out if your city is a member of ICLEI. They're controlled by ICLEI through Dr. Cog, the Denver area Cog organization. That's for sure. And I simply would start to make some noise in your town and cause your city residents to know that their city leaders have sold out.
And the thing is, what you need to do at the local level is begin to organize to take it back. Remember, there's only a small number of people on the other side. They're well organized, and they get their people elected, and they have the support of the local newspaper. You've got to go completely around that, use the alternative means of communication, and run your own candidates. Thank you for calling. We have one more caller.
Thank you.
About out of time. Who's the next caller?
Ruth from Denver.
Yes, go right ahead.
You can download Irene Park's booklets if you go Google Irene Park. She's a former witch. She's in heaven now. She said in her booklet on Halloween, you can download these booklets for under $4 by Pastor Herb. She said that in her booklet on Halloween that witches and warlocks have Satanist power, and their goal is to control governments.
Well, I believe that we have an occult and satanic influence right in the very White House today at every level of our society. And until the good people organize, the evil people will continue to control. Thank you so much. Anything else you wanted to say before we let you go?
Yeshua is going to set up his government in Israel for 1,000 years, and then after that, Father God is going to rule for eternity. So
right,
that's the government we need to look to.
Right. Well, right now, though, we got a real problem here, and that will happen in the future. Right now, what are we going to do to try to take America back? Thank you so much for your calling. Michael, we're almost out of time. What are your thoughts for our listeners?
Well, the thought is that all Americans need to understand Agenda 21. They need to understand how our political machinery is designed today to implement the Agenda 21 protocol. They need to understand the ICLEI organization. One famous personality, at least in my book, on this issue is a Coloradan named Stacy Lynn. You can go to our website and study about Stacy Lynn and help her in the outing of the ICLEI organization there in Colorado. And, it's just, the time has come. You know, it's not something to talk about anymore. The globalist regime is moving quickly and efficiently into your community, into every community in America, and we've got to do something about it.
God bless. Thanks so much, Michael. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and this time I need to remind you my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. This week and next week will be the last weeks we'll be offering our case of my books, Brotherhood of Darkness, which will help you understand the spiritual forces behind what's going on today. Because we had a caller calling in talking about how the occultists talked about how they were working in local government. And they are working in local government, they're working in national government, they're working to bring about a one-world government. That has always been the goal of the dark forces. And if you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you'll see how this all intertwines with everything going on today. And hopefully the book, if you're not a Christian, it will help to bring you into a personal relationship with our Lord, but we have between 50 and 100,000 copies of the book out across the world, and if you'd like to get a case of them, why, as I say, you can get it this week or next week, and then we're going to our printing. So if you'd like to get the case for $149.95, and then we'll throw in a free 4-CD set or a free DVD that we produced, help you cover the cost of shipping. Why, of course, you can call us at 1-800-544-8927. It costs $149.95. You get 64 books. You can give them away. Do whatever you'd like to. That's the Brotherhood of Darkness, a case of the books. And then we have some great new DVDs we put together. One on the anti-Semitism and the Holocaust. It's a series of talks given by Barry Shamish, who is a Jewish investigative reporter. Fascinating information going into the background of the Holocaust and how there were people within the Zionist movement working with Adolf Hitler. A fascinating outlook on the Holocaust, which you've never heard before. That's Anti-Semitism and the Holocaust. It's a 4-CD set. We have a 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack. A 4-CD set on the on geoengineering, how they're actually altering our weather. They know exactly what they're doing. Oh, they are spraying the skies. And basically, all you need to do is go up on the internet and type in jet fuel aluminum. Jet fuel aluminum. You'll find out they've added aluminum particles to the jet fuel. And those aluminum particles are getting into the air, they're getting into the soil, they're getting into the trees, they're getting into the plants, they're getting into the animals and the whales and you. And aluminum is a deadly, deadly metal. In fact, people who check people for toxic metals will tell me that most of their patients are high on aluminum and mercury and lead and cadmium, and all of these influence your reproduction and your brain. And Sydney, you need to understand that they're poisoning the water, and we have a great DVD called The Hidden Agenda, going into how they're poisoning the water. We have 4 tape sets on water fluoridation. You need to get the information to understand that we are under attack today. And this is why the incidence of cancer is soaring. It used to be 1 in 100, 1 in 80, 100 years ago. Today it's 1 of every 2 men, 1 of every 3 women, and they know what they're doing. Every tin can is lined with something called bisphenol, B-I-S-P-H-E-N-Y-L, which is an estrogen stimulant. Feminizes men and causes women, aggravates their tendency towards carcinoma of the breast. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. The same thing is true with aspartame. In 10,000 products distributed in America, it's a carcinogenic. It produces pathological obesity. And, of course, it interferes with reproduction. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord bless you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.